It's time to unleash your inner cowboy with the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Now here's your host, Alyssa Barnes.
Hello and welcome to episode number 28 of the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Today is a pretty special day for the show because it marks the 6 month anniversary of the Earn Your Spurs podcast. We started at the beginning of September, and now we are at the beginning of March, and we've gone a whole 6 months and 28 episodes of the show. For the past 6 months, I've interviewed guests within the Western space with the intention of educating, informing, entertaining, and inspiring you. And we've talked to bull riders, we've talked about working guest ranches, rodeo, getting started with horses, and a whole lot of other things. And I've got plenty more where that came from. But my main focus of today's show is to check in with you guys, my listeners. I don't have a guest today. It's just me. And I wanted to take this opportunity to celebrate the 6 month anniversary of the podcast and also get to know you guys a little better. So to start off, I want to thank those of you who have left us a show review in iTunes. It is so helpful as far as getting ranked in the iTunes directory and for people to be able to find the show. And I just love getting comments like this one from Dan Feld. It says, "I'm a boy from New Jersey, so I haven't been to or around a rodeo or ranch. Earn Your Spurs provides interesting access to this world. Thanks, Alyssa, for putting in the work. Keep it up." Or this one from Career Entrepreneur that says, "This reminds me of the time I spent with some guys from Montana while in the Marine Corps. Lesson number one, the guy in the middle of the truck has to hold the spit cup, but doesn't have to get out to open the gate. I love it, Alyssa. Keep the great content coming." And I know that you come from a very diverse background of experiences. Some of you may live on a ranch yourself. Some of you may live in the city and just wish that you did. And I love hearing from all of you. I've gotten emails from some of you letting me know where it is that you live, what you're into, and what your goals are. And I just, hearing from you guys is the best part of what I do. So thank you for reaching out to me. If you haven't yet left us a review in iTunes, I would really appreciate it. Because like I said, it helps us get ranked in the directory, and iTunes can be a little funny about sharing podcasts with the people that are actually looking for them. Sometimes I'm in there looking for podcasts about certain keywords that I know exist, and iTunes does not deliver them to me in the search. So the best way to really show up is for you guys to go in there and help us out by leaving a review. So those of you who listen to the show regularly probably feel like you know a little bit about me because I'm on here rambling to you every single week. And some of you probably read the blog as well at earnyourspurs.com or follow me on Facebook or Twitter. So you're getting to know me pretty well. I share a lot of personal things on the podcast and I share pictures on the Facebook page. And, you know, I want you guys to feel like you know me. I want you to know that I am someone that you can trust. I'm here to help you. I want to help you achieve and accomplish your goals, whatever those may be. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me whenever you may have a question or need some advice or whatever the case may be. I am here to help you. The challenge on my side is that I don't get to know you guys nearly as well as you get to know me. Because yes, while a few of you do reach out to me and I adore that, I know there are far more of you that are just listening and I don't know anything about you. And I want to make sure that I am delivering the best possible content to you guys. I want to make sure that I'm giving you whatever it is that you are looking for from this podcast. I know there's a lot of diverse interests out there. I know many of you are involved in different things, and that is great. I want to cover as much of that as possible. I want to give you whatever it is that you're hoping to get. My goal is to provide content that is inspirational, educational, and entertaining. I strive to find guests that are doing really amazing things within the Western lifestyle space that I think that you would enjoy. Sometimes they share their personal stories, which seems to be a favorite among you listeners. Others talk about different organizations that they run or are involved with. that I think would be interesting to you. But I really need your feedback to let me know whether I'm hitting the mark for you. So my goal with this episode today is sort of to create a two-way conversation. I really want to understand your goals, your struggles, and what actually brings you here. What is it about the Western lifestyle that's appealing to you? And what is it about cowboy stuff that pulls you in? What is your individual and unique story? So to make that a little bit easier, I went ahead and created a survey, which you can find at earnyourspurs.com/survey. And it just asks three questions about you. Basically, what level you're at within the Western lifestyle, whether you have lived on a ranch your whole life or whether you're just learning how to ride for the first time. I also want to know why you love the Western lifestyle and what exactly you're hoping to get from this podcast and the Earn Your Spurs blog. That's it. Those are the three questions. They're multiple choice. I do leave some space in there. If you want to tell me more information about you and your story, I would be so happy to read that. But that's totally optional and up to you if you want to provide it. Also, if you do complete the survey and would like a free Earn Your Spurs sticker as a thank you, there's a spot for you to leave me your mailing address so I can send you one. And you'll also have a chance to win a gift certificate from Cinch just for completing the survey. And I may throw a couple extra prizes in there. I haven't decided yet, but for sure there'll be two possible gift certificates from Cinch to win. And I know sometimes you think, well, I don't want to take the 5 minutes to complete the survey because there's not really any chance that I'm going to win. But believe me, not very many people will take that 5 minutes to complete the survey. So you have a pretty good chance of winning. I just really encourage you to fill it out and let me know what I can do to make your lives better, because that's why I'm here. My goal from the very beginning of starting this podcast and starting this blog was to help people accomplish their goals within the Western space. And I know those goals are diverse and broad, but I want to help as many of you as I possibly can, no matter what it is you want to accomplish. And I think having the survey results will really help me just be able to hone in on what exactly it is you guys are wanting. So it's at earnyourspurs.com/survey. You can also find a link to it in the show notes for this episode, which will be at earnyourspurs.com/episode28. Of course, I also welcome your feedback through other means like emails and Facebook messages and Twitter. And however you want to reach out to me, that is great. But I would really appreciate you taking the time, taking the 5 minutes it'll take you, if that, to complete the survey. And the other thing I want to talk about today is the fact that a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, I sent out an email to those of you who are subscribed to the Earn Your Spurs email list and are part of the Earn Your Spurs community. And I asked you a question about what kind of Western opportunities are in your area. So basically, do you feel like there are opportunities for you to go take Western riding lessons or go watch a rodeo or go to a dude ranch or any of those things in your local area? And the feedback that I hear more often than not is that those opportunities are very limited in your area. And I know that in some cases that's very true. Depending on where you live, there may not be a whole lot of things to do in the Western department. And so one thing I'm really committed to, beyond giving you advice and encouragement and resources behind this microphone, is I want to help you actually go out and live this lifestyle, however that may be for you, whether it's trail riding or whether it's going to a rodeo or whatever the case may be. I want you to actually physically be able to go out and do these things that you want to do, because there's only so much you can do on the internet. I mean, I want to be a starting point for you and help connect you with those opportunities. Now, I know finding those opportunities is a struggle for many of you, because I asked what kind of opportunities are in your local area, and many of you said, well, there's just not much here. In many cases, I know that's very true. I live in an area that's really small it's very rural. So there is a lot of people that are into horses and stuff around me. Obviously, I'm in Montana, but I live in a small town. It's not like there's several barns where you can go take horseback riding lessons right here. Sometimes they're an hour away. And I realize that may be the case for many of you as well. But I'm also really entrenched in this whole lifestyle. I mean, I have friends that are into horses. I'm really involved. So I kind of know what's going on around me. It's just part of my life. If I were just getting started and trying to find somewhere to go do some of these things, it would be a lot harder because I wouldn't know necessarily where to look or who I could trust. And honestly, sometimes the best place to find information is at the local feed store, because a lot of these businesses that are offering these types of services and places where you can go take horseback riding lessons or go trail riding or whatever, they're not spending their time marketing their business behind their computer working on the website. Some are really good about it, and some have their challenges in that department because they're out there running their business. They're out there riding. They're out there doing things that's part of their day-to-day activities that they have to get done, and marketing sometimes falls by the wayside. So you may not even know that these businesses exist. And I'm actually working on something that's hopefully going to help with that a little bit and connect you to some of those places a little bit better. But I also know that sometimes we get so caught up in our daily lives that we have a hard time seeing what is on the outside of our normal routine. And sometimes we don't recognize the opportunities that actually do exist for us. We might drive by a riding facility every day for 5 years and never even stop in there, although we want to, because it's just something additional that we might not feel like we have time for, even though it's something that we really want to do. So what I did was I wanted to show you that in some cases, there may be opportunities in your area that you're not aware of, and you just have to take a little time to go out and look for them. So I went and found a website that is a random US city generator. So I wanted to find a random US city to look and see what sort of Western opportunities are in their area. And I ended up with Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, you can't get a whole lot further east than Raleigh, North Carolina. But as I found through my research, there's still activities for Western lifestyle type things in and around Raleigh. One thing I found was the Painted Sunset Farm, and it's a riding facility that offers trail riding lessons. They even have a summer horsemanship program for kids and a merit badge program, and that's in Raleigh. There was another facility called the Dead Broke Farm that also offers riding lessons, camp, and trail rides. So two very similar places where you can go ride or even send your kids for summer horse camp. I also looked for rodeos in the area, and I found that they had a World's Toughest Rodeo in January, which is, I think, bulls, bronx, and bulls, bareback horses, and bronx, I believe. So if you don't want to ride, you just want to go watch a rodeo, there's that opportunity for you there too. I also found a facility called Carousel Farms, which has bull riding events, barrel racing, and also offers riding lessons. If you just want to put on your boots and your cowboy hat and go out and do some country swing dancing, there's even a country bar called the City Limits Saloon in Raleigh. And another interesting thing I found is there's actually a professor at the North Carolina State University in Raleigh who's a cowboy culture expert, and he periodically gives lectures. So that's something you could check out too. And I think I might even try and have him on the show. So I'm glad that I found him. Another interesting tidbit about Raleigh is that they added the first ever college rodeo team to the North Carolina State University in 2013. So that is really cool and brand new. And it said it was the first college rodeo team to be added on the East Coast, which is just amazing. A couple other things in Raleigh I found, actually it's a guest ranch and it's not in Raleigh, but it's less than 2 hours away in South Boston, Virginia, is the Shangri-La Guest Ranch, and they offer Western riding lessons, trail rides, horsemanship clinics. They even have a cowgirl retreat week during the year. And finally, if you need a pair of cowboy boots, you can check out the Bullshoot Western Wear. There's also a Western Film Preservation Society in Raleigh that is dedicated to preserving Western films of the past. So the point is, regardless of where you are, there are likely Western activities around you that you aren't even aware of. Things that you never even thought to look for that you would actually really enjoy. So don't automatically write off where you live if you aren't on the West Coast or if you aren't in the Western half of the United States, because there may be a lot of things around you that you're not even aware of. And the things that I mentioned mostly are ways to get started. You know, they're perfect way to get into riding is to go take some beginner horseback riding lessons, because everyone has to start in the same place. Nobody is born knowing how to ride a horse and knowing all the basic horsemanship skills that everybody has to have to go on to something else. So it doesn't matter if you have these dreams of being a barrel racer or competing at a high level at some point, you still have to start at the ground level. And going out and taking riding lessons is something everybody has to do to get those basic horsemanship skills. So why not look for those opportunities in your area, even if it's not Western riding? Even if Western riding is really not very prevalent where you live, go out and take some English riding lessons, because that's still going to give you a really good basis for basic horsemanship. I mean, knowing how to ride a horse is what everybody has to do before they can go out and compete. And obviously not all of you are interested in learning to ride horses, and that's fine, but a lot of you are, and that's a really good place to start. Now, if you do get into it and you end up buying your own horse, or you end up wanting to go on and advance at a different level and those opportunities aren't available in your area, then it might be a time to think about relocating. And a lot of people have done that. I mean, there's a lot of rodeo cowboys live in Texas, but they didn't all start out living in Texas. They came from places all around the country and ended up in Texas because Texas has the most opportunities to compete. You can go to a rodeo just about every day in summer in Texas, or probably throughout the year, or bull riding or a team roping or whatever the case may be. There's lots of opportunities to compete, and the competition is tough down there. So if you really want to bring up your game, you've got to go where all the other tough competitors are. And in rodeo, that's definitely Texas. And the other thing I want to mention before we start wrapping up is I recently had an email from a listener who really wants to get into the Western lifestyle. He lives in Maryland and he doesn't have any background in it, but he went to visit a friend in Arizona and ended up riding a bull. And he was hooked, and he sent me an email asking what he should do because he really wants to immerse himself in cowboy culture, basically. And he is in college, so he's young and, you know, has probably a little bit more freedom to explore some of those things than many of us do as we get older. But I recommended to him that he look at some possible dude ranch jobs. And the reason I said that is not because all dude ranches are really like working ranches. Some of them are, but some of them are more like trail riding facilities, and that's great. Either way, I recommended that he check out a dude ranch and maybe look for a summer job there. And the reason is he doesn't have any experience with ranching at all. He probably doesn't even really know how to ride a horse, but he can go. Dude ranches are always hiring in the summer, and he could go take a position, even a non-riding position, and still have the opportunity to be around horses and get to know what it's all about. Probably meet some people depending on where he goes. If he comes west and finds a ranch in Montana or Colorado or Wyoming to work on, he's undoubtedly going to meet real cowboys and get some exposure to horses and livestock and figure out if it's something he really wants to pursue and decide what avenue he wants to take. And, you know, some people think dude ranches are cheesy and that they're not real cowboy experiences. And in some cases that may be true, but I know for a fact that there are a lot of dude ranches around this area, around Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, especially also Arizona. There are places all around the country that are working ranches first. And I had an interview early on in the third episode of the podcast with Karen Searle about working guest ranches. And that's a little different because you're actually going to a ranch that is a working ranch only, and you're involved in the day-to-day activities. But there are dude ranches that are cattle operations, as well as guest ranches that offer fishing and spas and all kinds of different things. Because the fact of the matter is, if you have never been around horses, if you've never been around ranching or the Western lifestyle at all, and you haven't been around cowboys, you're not going to just be able to go out and get a job on a working ranch taking care of cattle, because you have to have some knowledge about what that job entails before most ranches are going to hire you. But a dude ranch will hire all different types of people because they have so many different types of jobs. Yes, they have wranglers that take the guests out on rides and that kind of manage the cattle or the cattle drive portion of the dude ranch. But there's a whole lot of other jobs too. They need cooks. They need people to run the front desk. They need activities directors. They need all kinds of people to help run the operation. And it's a good way to just get your feet wet and decide if that's something that you want to pursue further. And a lot of those ranches are hiring right now. So if you think that's something you want to do, it's a great summer job. Some of them are year round. Others are seasonal. You can go to duderanch.org and they list jobs for several different dude ranches on their website. And to be perfectly honest, I have considered a job on a dude ranch more than once. I've never had one, but I've definitely thought about it several times, thinking that would be a really fun job. And also just getting out there and meeting more people that are like you guys, that want to learn more and want to do more within the Western space that I could help further. So I hope this episode has been a little bit helpful for you guys. And I really, really, like I said in the beginning, I really want you to reach out to me. Go to earnyourspurs.com/survey and take the survey, or you can find it also in the show notes for this episode, episode 28. I'm so excited to be 6 months into this podcast and so very appreciative of all of my fabulous listeners. And I just really want to get to know you better. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your struggles. I want to hear about your goals. I want to hear where you are with your horses. Believe me, I never get bored of hearing your stories. And some of you that have reached out to me have ended up being podcast guests, because like Sam Finden, he's been one of our most listened to episodes. And he's somebody who found me from listening to the podcast and reached out to me because he related to a lot of the things that I was talking about because of his own story. And once I heard his own story, I was like, wow, Sam, that's great. I think people would really relate to you. And he's also somebody that got started on a dude ranch, as an aside, but he came on the show and a lot of you just really enjoyed listening to his story. And, you know, I would have never had him on if he hadn't reached out to me and I hadn't been inspired by his story. So now I feel like I have a new friend in Sam because, well, for one thing, he lives in Montana. We could go out and have a beer and it'd be perfectly fine because he happened to send me an email and now we're buddies. So I want that with you guys as well. In closing, I just want to thank you all again for being here and listening to the show. Please reach out to me. I can't wait to hear from all of you, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Until next time, happy trails and spur on.